2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and beginning in verse 14. And I'd like to read this passage together. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and beginning in verse 14. And I'd like for this to be some reminders to us and some thoughts to help us recognize what this is all about, our lives, and what this is all about, and our very purpose. And I think this passage has some thoughts in it and some statements in it that are very powerful toward that end. Beginning in verse 14, Paul writes and says, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." And so here's Paul saying, we're controlled by the love of Christ. This is what drives us. This is what determines what we do, what we think, how we act. We're controlled by the love of Christ. And then he describes this love. We've concluded this. One has died for all. Christ died for all mankind. That in our stead, he dies for us so that we might live. Well, how then would we live? If we're living because of him, if we don't have the condemnation of death because he died for us, how are we going to live? That we would live for him. As verse 15 says, we would no longer live for ourselves, but we would live for him because he died for our sake. Now look at verse 16. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. This is an interesting thought. We regard no one according to the flesh, like in the physical sense. It's not how we're thinking about one another anymore. We regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. We had Christ among us. He was here in physical form, living among us, and he's not with us anymore physically. How do we regard him now? We regard him spiritually. We regard no one according to the flesh. We're not regarding one another according to the flesh now. We think of one another as spiritual beings. And this is how we're knit together. How? Our souls. And we think of one another in our souls, that eternal part of us. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. When we gave ourselves to the Lord and surrendered ourselves to the Lord and submitted to his will and obeyed the gospel, we gave up the old man. He was buried in the waters of baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. We were created as something new. We don't regard our old life anymore. We're not a part of that. Now we're something different, something completely new, and it's a very spiritual thing. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You see, in Christ, we're a new creation. And in verse 18, he says, all of this, talking about this new creation and this new life, he says, all of this is from God. All of this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. That's what God was doing when Christ came. He was reconciling all of mankind to himself. This was his task. He reconciled us to himself, and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. God did all of this through his Son, Jesus Christ, made all the provisions for our sins to be forgiven so that our sins would not be counted against us. And then he gives this message to be preached, and he gives his apostles to be teaching this message and sending this great message out, entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. And verse 20, it says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. Here is God now, through his message, appealing to everyone to look at what he's done through his Son and to die to your old self and live for him, to be reconciled to him through his Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And that's the word of encouragement tonight. Be reconciled to God. Whatever your state, if you've never become a Christian and you're not in Christ, then change that right now. Surrender yourself and be buried in baptism for the forgiveness of your sins. And join him in that. And if you've strayed away and you're wandering, you've become a Christian, but you're not on the right path, be reconciled to God tonight. You can do that now as we stand and sing the invitation song.